So you were always looking for enlightenment, and yet you haven't experienced it. Well, I can tell you why, but telling you why would not get you there, because there is nowhere to go. At some point, you will understand that. But if you ask yourself why now, in this very moment, and you are serious about really coming to peace, to that state of no mind, then you do it. You don't need me for that or anyone else. No method. No mantra, no one to hold your hand, to dictate you or guide you or dominate. Because it is that very suppression of yours and the need for it, which comes from mind, that does not allow you to access the sensibility it takes to ask why. So why haven't you yet understood what it is to be enlightened? Why haven't you yet discovered enlightenment? Why haven't you yet have any experience of total freedom? Why haven't you found peace? Why are you seeking when yet all the wise beforehand have never seriously been looked at? When one has never seriously found the choiceless desire to watch it, to dance with it, and the pain that arises to feel it. And with that feeling of this pain, understand the miraculous, illusionary fact of what it is. And that it's only associated with images, where the projector is you. You're not even the one sitting in the cinema in front. You're the one projecting the movie to the one who is sitting in front of the cinema and watching. Yet you're not really watching. You're eating your popcorn, looking at the next one you can just flirt with, or what others are doing, which are disturbing you. See where I'm going, or actually see where I'm not going. But dragging you back to put you there where you belong, in your place. In your place to just watch, to observe, and see the intricacies which I just explained in a second grade level manner. This isn't really intellectual. This is not difficult to understand. It's simple language. It's simple words. You don't need a dictionary for that. So watch why you are resisting to anything I just said. Given the fact that it's very simple to understand. And yet, why are you not capable to? Why is it so difficult? Why is there something hindering you? Why is there something distracting you? And perhaps you might get to the what. The moment you get to the what, that's a very, very so beautiful and pure state of utter vulnerability. Because suddenly you're free. You strip down every form of suppression, which mostly comes from you, although it has been educated and taught by others, which became the mask you project rather than being who you are. Anyhow, this was at least a trial to express and explain something utterly simple. To someone who is caught up in mind, where mind is turned against them, it's always difficult and yet so evident how you pierce through mind, because it's always using the same repetition. It's the same boredom. That's the reason why I don't really mingle with a lot of people. I don't really am interested in any kind of crowded spot or place. I prefer where you find some individuals which are totally themselves, sharing and expressing that as it is. Because that opens a gate to any kind of connection rather than being invaded, if you can follow. But that's perhaps something to take on another episode. And I don't know how to title even this episode. I just spoke freely. So AI might come up with a title or something. But yeah, no. I know how to title it. I don't need AI for that. I just figured. And try the why. If you're there, at least. And then you would see if you're really someone who is courageous or just, again, avoiding. And yeah, walking away. To just repeat the repetitions and find boring excuses and boring stories and very boring explanations and more boring hallucinations, which you then tell and insult others with. Just not to say the truth that you do not dare to ask why. And that's okay. But at least be truthful. If you lie, well, it's okay too. Because this is normal. This is the very generic, mundane, and the way the majority lives on. So no harm. But there is a harm to some extent. It's the harm that goes on to others, which starts always by your own harming, which is okay again. In that context, since it is very normal behavior. So, if it's normal behavior and it's normal, then it is okay. That's at least what the world's marketplace on any level considers it. But it doesn't mean just because I respect it that I shall have any tolerance. I have zero tolerance for that. But I respect it because I know where it comes from and I know what it means to be insane. And I know what it means to be caught up by your mind and have it turned against you. Being surrounded by many of those that are in the same state. But the beauty is, I also know what it means to have no mind. And to distinguish from that, not as a better, not as a worse, nor as a bigger, higher, lower, whatever of crappy nonsense there is out there about this, which is just bias and mindfulness. Lying again. We had that before in regards to daring and to be or not. Au revoir to the next episode. And by the way, give this a 5-star rating, follow, subscribe. You know, it helps thing. If you're really someone giving as you pretend to be, takes you a second and would actually show that you're utterly sincere or not. Isn't that the beauty?